Industry has been asking for this for years, and it seems the WA government has finally listened. $600,000 of Royalties for Regions funding will now be pumped into research on diseases affecting cucurbits. In other words, melons, pumpkins, zucchinis, squashes and the like. That'll be matched by $165,000 from the industry itself. The main aim? To tackle the two big problems: cucumber green mottle mosaic virus and zucchini yellow mosaic virus. Lead scientist Dr. Roger Jones is thrilled about the funding and says fieldwork's already begun.
It involves DAFWA and various specialists here. We've got myself, a virologist. We've got Brenda Coutts, a virologist, who's done a lot of work in the ORD before. We've got an entomologist, Sonia Broughton, all senior staff members of DAFWA. And we've also got good connections with the industry in the ORD. ORDCo is supporting this, and Ceres Farms and Barrowdale Farms, they're both putting, all three of them are putting in cash and in-kind support to the project, in addition to the Royalties for Region funding. And our main contacts up there are Christian Blocker, who's been very helpful in getting the project underway, and also Mark Waddington of DAFWA from the research station in the ORD. Jeff Strickland, who's worked a lot in the ORD and is responsible for DAFWA's Growing the North project, he has also been very supportive of this.
Does the collaboration reflect the strong commitment from all parties to address these diseases?
Absolutely, yes. Because of two issues. The first issue is that in the Northern Territory last year, a new virus appeared which caused huge losses to the industries in Katherine and Darwin, and this is called cucumber green mottle mosaic virus. It reduces yield, and also it causes internal damage to melons in particular. That's the important most important crop there, and the inside turns to mush, but you don't actually know that unless you actually cut the fruit to actually look inside. So that's been a very serious concern. Now, it hasn't spread to the ORD. It spread to Queensland, and they found at least one property. But obviously, the growers in the ORD are very concerned about that, and we need to know a lot about the science involved or how it persists between crops, how it spreads, whether it can survive in the soil, whether it can survive in any weeds. And this kind of work is desperately needed. There's some research being done overseas, but it doesn't really cover all these points, and it doesn't cover Australian conditions. So this work obviously is not going to be done in the ORD. It's going to be done in South Perth under quarantine conditions. So it'll be a very safe place to be doing it.
Dr. Roger Jones, who's working with WA's Department of Agriculture and Food on this project. Christian Blocker grows melons and pumpkins in Kununurra. He's pleased to see this sort of support for growers.
It's a project that we've been trying to get up for 3 or 4 years. It's obviously had some impetus now with the CGMMV being detected in the NT last year. But I think for us, the fact that mosaic viruses up here in the cucurbit industry, they can be a very big issue for us and have been for a long time now, that hopefully we can find something there that through this project that can help the industry in the long term.
I understand that you're the Ord River Irrigation Area contact. What role do you play in all of this?
So there's a couple of farms, Ceres Farms, Barrowdale Farm, Boscamp Australia Farm, and the Ord River District Cooperative are the industry partners in this. So working together with UWA and DAFWA to try and figure out or try and give us something that can help us manage both zucchini yellow mosaic virus and now, depending on what happens with the CGMMV management plan, to provide us more knowledge about that as well.
Is some of the field work actually taking place on your property in the ORD?
That is the plan, yes. So it's not just purely on a research farm basis, but looking at what is actually happening on commercial farms as well.
What outcomes do you hope emerge from this research?
I hope we can gain enough knowledge that we can manage mosaic virus incursion in the valley in terms of aphids, that we can possibly predict when the aphids are coming or how bad a particular season may be so that we can react accordingly. And then on the other side, once there is some mosaic virus, zucchini yellow mosaic virus around, if there's what the best thing to do is for us as commercial growers, what we can do on the management side to limit the impact that the virus has on production.
How much exactly is at stake here?
Plenty, because especially the zucchini yellow mosaic virus, it can wipe out plantings. If you get it really badly, there's nothing you can really do about it. The fruit is so disfigured. So in worst case scenario, you don't end up picking anything.